South Africa has spoken. President Ramaphosa must come out of hiding and address the nation on the load shedding crisis. Yesterday, thousands of our compatriots made their voices heard on a national day of action against the ANC for the role that that party played in collapsing Eskom and engineering the ongoing electricity crisis. This is the first of many public action campaigns that the DA will be making until the ANC government wakes up from its slumber and fixes the load shedding mess that they have created. A few hours after the end of the DA's mass action, Eskom escalated its load shedding to stage 5, further underlining the depth of crisis that the country is facing. Conspicuous by his absence in this worsening crisis was the president, Cyril Ramaphosa. It has become untenable for Ramaphosa to continue hiding behind the walls of the union buildings while load shedding is wreaking havoc across the economy, devastating people's livelihoods, and putting national security at risk. Ramaphosa cannot ignore the anger festering across the country and should now come out of hiding and address the nation on the escalating electricity crisis. The real tragedy of this crisis is that Ramaphosa has chosen to take the back seat and defer to his disastrous Minister of Energy, Gwede Mantashe. This lack of leadership on the electricity crisis has been at the center of the poor implementation of the Energy Response Plan more than 6 months after it was launched in July 2022. Amidst this lack of leadership, DA governments are showing the way on how to fix the electricity crisis. Recently, the city of Cape Town initiated a first-of-its-kind initiative to buy electricity from homeowners and businesses who are privately generating power. This has the potential to provide residents with increased protection from load shedding, in addition to the prevailing system where Cape Town has one stage lower of load shedding than the rest of the country. With the looming 2024 national elections, South Africans only have to look at the practical steps that have been taken by DA governments to address load shedding. Only the DA has a plan to end the electricity crisis and give power back to the people.